Married at First Sight. Chapter 3143. Serenity said, "Then it can't be proven this time. If you are defenseless, there will be opportunities. As long as she is pretending, there will always be flaws exposed. Miss Erickson doesn't know much about Mrs. Lab or your sister. She can't prove anything by asking her to come forward." Cameron hummed, "Then we can only wait until we have the opportunity to try it out again in the future. I feel that even if Mrs. Lab has a purpose, she is targeting you. I rarely encounter her by chance, but you can often see her. Every time you meet her at the entrance of the kindergarten, do you see her sister-in-law?" Serenity replied, "I haven't seen it. Every time she says that her sister-in-law hasn't come out yet or that she has just sent her in, I don't know if she really sent her sister-in-law in or if she was lying. When I see her again, I will hide. I'll go back to the car and see if she actually picked up the kid. Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. Is there something going on in your company?" Serenity changed the topic. "It's just a meeting to deal with important documents. I can see it now. I will always come back and take a look. I can't just leave it to Brother Dal to help me with everything. My sister-in-law is pregnant, and I won't let Brother Dal do so much about the company's affairs. He wants me to spend more time with my sister-in-law." Hearing that Melissa was pregnant, Serenity smiled and congratulated. "Cameron, congratulations on becoming an aunt." Cameron smiled. "Thank you. I just knew that my sister-in-law was pregnant, so I went back to the company to have a look and also to see my sister-in-law. She bought a lot of nutritional supplements for Melissa. Although Cameron and Dalton were not biological siblings, they had known each other for more than 10 years. Dalton was the person she trusted the most and was the most loyal to her. She had long regarded Dalton as her biological brother. Before, Dalton's feelings for her might have been a mixture of male and female emotions, but now they are unquestionably no longer present. He really regarded her as a sister. She has Callum, and Dalton also has Melissa. They are married, and now Melissa is pregnant. Dalton's little family was very happy. He felt relieved to know that she and Callum were together. Serenity, that's what you need. You go first. When I get Sunny, I'll take him to Brother Dal's company. Well, I'll contact you if anything happens. Cameron took the initiative to end the call. As soon as Cameron ended the call, Sunny came out of the kindergarten. "Auntie." Sunny always grinned when he saw Serenity, and then trotted towards her with his little school bag on his back. Serenity took a few steps forward. When Sunny ran out, she held Sunny's hand and said goodbye to the teacher. Sunny had a small red flower sticker on his forehead. He happily said to Serenity, "Auntie, I performed very well today. The teacher rewarded me with a small red flower." "Oh, really, Sunny is awesome." A smile greeted him as Serenity led him away. "And a certificate of award." Sunny said, "The certificate is in my school bag." Serenity asked, "What certificate is it?" Sunny said, "Certificate of the good boy." Serenity smiled and said, "Every child has one, right?" After Sunny was silent, he responded, "Yes." Serenity said, "Every child is a good boy, and our Sunny is especially a good boy." Sunny liked others to praise him. Serenity knew very well about the child she raised by herself, so she immediately praised him again. The expression on Sunny's face became happy. After getting in the car, Serenity helped him take off his school bag. "Auntie, I want to have a video chat with my mother. Tell her that I got a little red flower and a certificate." Sunny spoke as he removed the certificate of award from his small school bag. Chapter 3144. Sunny then said to the driver and bodyguard, "Uncle, I have a certificate." The driver and bodyguard smiled and praised him. Serenity took out her mobile phone and made a video call to Liberty. Liberty took a while to answer the call. After answering the phone, she whispered, "Saren, if there is no emergency, I will call you later. I am talking to the client now, talking about business." Serenity said, "Okay, sister, you go ahead and do your work. We have nothing to do." I picked Sunny up. He got a certificate for being a good boy and wanted to tell you. Liberty smiled, "Sunny is great, I'll call you later." Important notice, dear readers, please bookmark our new site to continue reading the novels. Thank you. Recommend, clean your browser cache now to access missing chapters. Serenity, sister, go get busy. Sunny, mom, go and do your work and earn more money to study for me. Liberty smiled and said, "Okay, Sunny, you have to study hard and listen to your aunt. Don't be naughty. If you are naughty, let your aunt hit your butt with a clothes hanger." Sunny shrank, "I'm very obedient." Then, he hung up the video call first, fearing that his mother's clothes hanger would come out of the phone and spank his little butt. In actuality, a coat hanger had not whipped him. When Sunny did something wrong, Liberty or Serenity would lecture him verbally and then reason with him about why he shouldn't do that. He'd heard from Titus that the clothes hanger was very painful. Titus was whipped by his master. If he didn't practice the martial arts well or memorize the book well, Titus's master would beat him with a coat hanger. Titus said that he could run very fast. He used all the skills taught to him by his master. Sometimes, his master could not catch up with him. When he heard this, Sunny felt a little envious of Titus being able to run so fast. He couldn't outrun his uncle, not to mention his aunt. He couldn't outrun him. He also studied martial arts for a period of time. Liberty said that he would study for a few more years to see if he could beat his aunt. After more than 10 years of learning, could he beat his uncle? His aunt's martial arts were very powerful. "Auntie, the teacher said the winter vacation will start soon. During the winter vacation, can you take me to play with Titus?" Sunny suddenly asked Serenity. "When Titus came over last time, he told me that he would come back during the winter vacation and ask me to play with him. Even little kids have friendships." Serenity thought for a while and said, "I can't give you an answer yet. When you visit your uncle later, mention it to him and see if he agrees. If he agrees, then I will take you to FC Manor." She was married and pregnant. When traveling far away, she always had to talk to Zachary and get his permission. Once the pregnancy is stable and it is not yet in the third trimester, it should be fine for a long trip. Sunny nodded in understanding. He stuffed the certificate back into his skull bag, then leaned into Serenity's arms and said in a soft voice, "Auntie, I miss you so much. I missed you very much in kindergarten, as did my mother, uncle, and Uncle Louis. I missed them all." Serenity chuckled. "You are having so much fun in the kindergarten, and you are still thinking about your aunt. It seems that you like your aunt very much." Sunny said, "My favorite is my mother, then my aunt, and the third one is my uncle and Uncle Louis." In Sunny's heart, Duncan's status was the same as Zachary's. Serenity hugged him and said, "I also like Sunny the most." Sunny said, "Auntie, you will always like me when you have your son." Serenity, "Of course, Sunny is unique in my aunt's heart. A nephew and a son have different positions." Sunny didn't understand this, so Serenity didn't need to go into too much detail. Anyway, Sunny knew that he had a very important position in Serenity's heart.